So I just had to tell a man that his Baptist faith is not in the truth. He walked by. I said, are you sure you don't want to test yourself? He walked by two times. He said, nope, I'm a Baptist. If I died today, I'm sure where I'm going. I'm like, sir, the Baptists are outside of the truth. Mark 7, man-made traditions, void your worship of God. Ah, he walks away wearing a Tennessee college hat. So I encourage people to test themselves because the Lord said himself, make sure that the light that is in thee be not darkness. It's a scary thing when you have supposed light, or you think you're in the light, but you really have darkness. And you have to make sure you're always testing yourself, always proving yourself, holding fast to that which is good. And that's why in these last times, the elect won't be deceived, because they test everything to the word of God. And when the Antichrist rises up, though he looks like God, though he acts like God, he is outside of the truth of God. And the elect are going to stand against it. Many will be killed. Many will be thrown in prison. But that will glorify God, standing for the truth. We don't see a lot of professing Christians standing for the truth because the light that is in them is darkness. They don't have the boldness to stand for their faith or share it with anyone. This is professing Christianity. And we're in the Bible Belt of Tennessee. We see this so often. Church of Christ down here, the Baptists are all over the place down here. They all think they're the Lord's church. They'll be mistaken on Judgment Day when the Lord says, away from me, I never knew you. You were a part of the Baptist faith, not a part of the true body of Christ. So I encourage you to test yourself, saints, seekers, anyone out there. Make sure you have the biblical Savior. I was a Lutheran for 21 years. I didn't have the biblical Savior. I claimed Christ. I had to drop that religious pride when I came to the true Christ. I had to rip out everything I knew about Jesus Christ and build from the ground up. That's what it talks about when it says, digging deep, laying your foundation on a rock. You got to dig deep. You got to get out all of that religious pride and come to the true saving faith of Jesus Christ, the biblical Savior that requires obedience. So test yourself, hold fast that which is good, and as the Lord said, there is none good but one, that is God.